Hey everyone, thanks again for tuning in to the Nanny Society podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Williamson. Today we are going to discuss the history of the nanny. I get asked this question a lot, and often people still don't consider nannies as a real job. However, I'm here to set the record straight for all of the proudly employed nannies. By definition, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, a nanny is a person, usually with special training, employed to care for children in a household. Easy enough, right? Well, many people don't believe that being a nanny is a legitimate job or career choice, and I'm warning you, if you say that to a happily employed nanny, you will probably get an earful. So, are you ready for a little history lesson? Nannies have a long history, but I'll give you the short version. Traditionally, nannies were servants in large households and reported directly to the lady of the house. Today, modern nannies may live in or out of the house depending on their circumstances and those of their employers. In the 19th and early 20th century, the position was usually known as a nurse and was, as for many childcare jobs, female, although we do have some nannies out there doing an awesome job. And if you are one, please reach out to me because I'd love to talk to you and have you on the show. Originally, the hired woman would have been expected to breastfeed an infant, a role known as a wet nurse. In a great house, such as an English country house or a townhouse, the nurse was a senior member of the household staff and ran her own domain, a suite of rooms called the nursery, which is where we get the name when people call their baby room that, supported by at least one assistant known as a nursemaid or nursery maid. Because of their deep involvement in raising the children of the family, nannies were often remembered with great affection and treated more kindly than the other servants in the house. Nannies may have remained in the employment of the same family for years, looking after generations of children. Nannies in colonial times spent their lives in the homes of their masters, often from childhood to old age, taking care of more than one generation depending on the duration of the nanny's post. It was not uncommon for these nannies to be brought along with the family away from their native country when officers were posted home to another colony. So my timeline starts in the 1800s before the Civil War. Many domestics were actually slaves. In America, nannies began as domestic workers. Oftentimes, the domestic workers were entrusted to care for their master's children, in addition to cleaning the household, doing laundry, etc. As of 1870, domestic work and personal service was the single largest industry that employed women. The census reported that 52% of women employed were actually nannies. In 1938, the Fair Labor Standards Act, which is FLSA, went into effect. This legal change pushed through the 40-hour work week, overtime pay, and abolished child labor. Again, it applied to all industries except for domestic, agriculture, and service industries. It wasn't until 1974 that domestic workers gained protection under the Fair Labor Standards Act, but childcare and elderly companion workers remained excluded. The nanny was a position with no legal protections and a wealth of responsibility. Fast forward to somewhat modern day, and it brings us to a 1993 TV show where Fran Drescher starred in a popular sitcom, that portrayed domestic work as a temporary middle-class job where the hardest thing to deal with was sometimes awkward, but always reciprocated romantic flirtations with the employer. The show had a fairy tale ending with the nanny marrying and having kids with her widowed boss. Many nannies laugh at the show and others are disgusted by it. I'd love to hear both sides if you've ever watched The Nanny and tell me your opinion on it. Even more recently, in 2007, the Domestic Workers Alliance formed. The organization became the nation's leading voice for millions of domestic workers in the United States, with 39 affiliates representing more than 10,000 people in the industry. One of the group's primary goals was to establish a Domestic Workers Bill of Rights and started with a grassroots campaign in New York State. Fast forward a little bit more to 2010. The film The Help highlighted the treatment of African American domestic workers in the 1960s in the South. While it received some criticism for glossing over much of the racial terror of the pre-Civil Rights South, many domestic workers united around the film. Viola Davis, who is now on her own show, How to Get Away with Murder, which is an amazing show, not related to nanny work. She was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar for her role, and she has spoken out on behalf of domestic workers and was honored by the NDWA. So you're probably wondering why I made you sit through a history class, but it's because I'd like to the general public to understand our profession a bit better, where we came from, how it started. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you should feel bad for us for being considered household help or domestic workers or servants. Many nannies, including myself, have awesome jobs and work for incredible families, and I've worked for all amazing families in my past. I've not had a bad situation at all, and I'm super lucky for that. There are still some of us out there who are treated poorly and don't get the benefits they deserve. Nannies care for your most precious gift in the world, and they should be treated with respect and dignity by those who employ us and those who don't. Just a little side note there. Our career choice may not make sense to someone who has gone to Stanford for like a medical degree or somewhere to be an attorney. However, this is a profession and it is a career choice for many of us. It's not just a fallback because some other career choice didn't work out. 99% of professional nannies have one or more degrees in a child-related field. Most nannies continue their education year after year by attending conferences, seminars, online classes, and trainings. We are constantly reading books, articles, listening to podcasts about child development, parenting, discipline, asking one another for help and advice. So the next time someone tells you they're a nanny, please don't look down your nose. We love our jobs and we take them very seriously. Well, most of us do. I can't speak for everyone out there. But just because we don't show up to an office in a suit or go to a classroom or we're not saving lives in the OR, which is, those are all amazing positions, doesn't mean we don't do our best or that we are less than any of those people. As always, I'm open to new topics or conversations that you'd like to hear. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, and Anchor. Send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next time.